break up with my guy best friend of 13 years, and our friendship ended in a 16-minute phone call. I just spent like the last 30 minutes crying about it, so let's debrief.
Or, here's another idea that's gonna be very controversial. You could shut the f*** up.
It's the year 2025, and I can't support a man that treats women like shit. I had noticed that the past several times I spoke with my friend, I either was really frustrated with the way he was talking to me, or I left the conversation feeling like or upset that he thinks or treats women this way.
My nigga.
So I texted him tonight and I was just like, I really want to have a conversation with you. Like, let me know if you're free tonight. And he texted like an hour later being like, yeah, I'm free. Give me a call. Called him. I said, hey, I just wanted to talk because the last several times we've talked, I have left the conversation feeling really bad, or my feelings have been hurt.
Fuck.
And I want to talk to you about it because we've been friends for 13 years and I shouldn't feel like this talking to my best friend. And it really all boils down to, I mean, he genuinely does not respect women. His words and actions show that he thinks that men are better than women.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how did you find yourself in a 13-year friendship with a guy like that? This just now hitting you? You just now having this epiphany after 13 years? See, this is why I don't really believe in male and female friendships. Somebody in this situation likes the other. And based on what I'm hearing, it's her liking him.
I just want to have sex one more time.
Leave my house. Leave my house. I'm not having sex with you. Leave my house.
Why do you hate me?
Leave my house.
Why do you hate me?
It's her liking him. And he probably said something that hinted towards, I don't like you romantically and I'm never going to like you romantically. He didn't say that, but he said something in a tone, or she got the vibe based on what he said, that they were never going to be anything. And that's what triggered all this, if I had to give an assessment.
You don't know that.
Something's not adding up about this story. As usual with chicks on TikTok, something ain't adding up. But fellas, there's no point in being a woman's friend. Because that usually consists of you just getting used as an emotional tampon and getting used to help her move a refrigerator and stuff like that. Rarely are you going to get practical benefits from being friends with a woman. She's not going to call you, you need help with anything, bro? You need me to help you do anything, decorate something, need some advice? Like, she's never going to randomly hit you up out of nowhere to bring value to your life. Male best friends are a huge red flag. And I'm sure the fact that she has a male best friend has sabotaged her dating life.
And that women are less than. And like, if you know me, couldn't disagree more. And it really had gotten to the point, and I said this to him, like, where we're at, like, if I met you on the street today, I wouldn't want to be your friend. And that's really hard because we have a lot of history and I love you. And like, I love our friendship in certain aspects, but like, I don't want to feel like hurt or like shit after talking to a friend. We went back and forth, obviously not going to get into the nitty gritty of it, but literally after talking for 10 minutes, maybe, I asked him a question being like, you seriously think X, Y, Z? And I could tell he was distracted and he goes, wait, sorry, I'm applying to jobs right now. Like, what? I'm literally sobbing, mind you. I'm crying on the phone being like, I can't believe this is where we're at. Is this really how you think about a certain scenario?
Oh, yeah. I think my initial assessment was right. She has feelings for this dude. You know, one of your friends disagreeing with you about something isn't going to make you sob and want to have a long, deep conversation. Yeah, she has feelings for him. She definitely has feelings for him. And whatever he said made her see him in a different light. And that's what hurt her. She don't see him as husband material anymore after he said that. And her dream got shattered of them getting married and having kids one day if he feels this way. And that's why she's so devastated. Yeah, this is far from a friendship. Because he's just like, what? What are you talking about? I'm busy right now. Like, what are you going on about?
There's a guy with his girl in a corner store and four dudes walked in. And one of the dudes, like, touched this girl on the side. What are you?
That's my worst fear, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, now, what are you doing? That situation? There's four.
You're going to die for that? You think Jay would rather you die than just let that
But like in my head, but though,
there are some girls that don't know when to pick a fight. Yo, they will think you Superman, but at the end of the day, bro, these are four niggas. watch your tone. like
the video I was seeing, the guy actually went up and smacked the hell out of the dude.
All right, but now what? Now let's say I smacked the nigga.
His man's come out and shoot me.
Like, you never know. Like, at the end of the day, bro, you gotta be reasonable.
But would you not address it, or would you just, like, act like nothing happened?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. If the nigga touched my girl like that.
Nah, yo, yeah, you wild. Yo, what you doing, bro?
But she better not say some shit.
Like, go get him.
Yeah, you were bugging my boyfriend about the all four of y'all.
Now it's like...
Or, like, she better be like, if I'm, like, getting really angry, she better, like, hold me back or something like that. Or yeah, she better not let me go.
Nah, she better be like, yeah.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Come on, let me fight these...
Like, if she let me fight in, I'll be like, yo, you really don't care about me, dude.
Yeah, you don't care about my life.
First off, she was dressed a little provocatively. Now, that doesn't justify the dude touching her. No matter how a woman is dressed, I'm one of the people who agree that, look, she could be naked. That don't mean you should touch her. And that's one of the reasons why men don't want their woman walking out the house any old type of way, especially when they out together on a night out on the town. So keep in mind, it's four guys with bro. And even if it wasn't four guys, this is a life or death situation. So I can go over and put hands on dude, and then he could pull out something and send me to the upper room. Now, some men will say, I don't care. You touch my girl, I'm willing to be sent to the upper room just to defend her honor and defend my manhood. I'm telling you right now, that's fucking stupid. Any man who think like that is a fucking moron. I don't care how many dudes it is and how many guns they got on them. I'm defending her honor because I'm a real man. Yeah, it sound good. In my opinion, what the woman should do in that situation is not say anything. She isn't hurt. Okay, she got poked in the side. Big deal. She's fine. I would want a woman who is smart enough to say, okay, he touched my side. It's not a big deal. I'm not hurt. This dude got four guys with him. I don't want this to get out of hand. I'm just going to pretend like it never happened. So we can just move on with our night. I want a woman who's that wise to look at it like that and handle it like that. So I'll start there. I'm not going to instantly go over there and go still on the dude. Because my first thought is, well, did he touch you on purpose? Did he bump up against you? What really happened? I mean, it ain't like I can go look at the cameras in that moment. But that probably is where my mind would go initially. Like, well, what you mean he touched you? Did he grab you? Did he touch your butt? Did he just walk past you and it brushed against you and you thought he touched you? What? So if I'm being real in that situation, I probably would just let it ride. Because if she just said, oh, I felt something on my side, I'd be like, girl, that sound like it's a gray area. We ain't about to crash out over that. Now, let's say he walk in with four dudes. And he literally groped you and kept walking. Like, he literally gripped cheeks and kept walking. I get going over there and saying something like, hey, did you just touch my girl? What's up? Did you touch my girl? Yeah, I touched your girl. I gripped them cheeks and everything. What now, nigga?
I get angry just thinking about it. Makes me mad.
What should we do? What y'all doing? Let me know below. Me, I'm like, okay, man. You got it. And then what we're going to do is, we're going to leave, call the authorities, get the license plate number, fill out the police report, and keep it moving.
This nigga's scared.
I'm telling you this right now, fellas. I'm not saying don't protect your girl, don't protect your female family members, but her getting poked in the side and then some dude walking off, at that point, you're not protecting her. You're retaliating for her, and it's not going to be good for anybody because we both can get deleted in this situation. So sometimes protecting your girl or protecting your daughter is walking away.
Message!